Active cases of COVID-19 have dropped below 100 in St. Albert this week. The province reported 85 active cases of the virus and no new deaths in the city, as of October 24. Province-wide total active COVID cases have fallen below 10,000. The province is reporting a total of 9,481 active cases of the virus. Data from October 24 shows 821 people are hospitalized with COVID and 182 of those people are in ICU. Another 75 Albertans lost their lives to COVID this week. The province is reporting 3,051 deaths due to the virus. Vaccination rates have increased slightly this week. In St. Albert, 91.7% of people age 12 and up have had at least one dose of the vaccine, while 87.7% of those age 12 and up are fully vaccinated. Province-wide rates show 86.6% of those age 12 and up have had at least one dose of the vaccine, and 78.9% of those are fully vaccinated. The 7-day average for percent positivity has dropped to 6.41%. Halloween is coming up this weekend and Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw offered tips for families to keep Halloween safe during an October 21 press conference. It is important, she said, for anyone who is sick to stay home and refrain from handing out candy, even if symptoms are mild. Trick-or-treaters should wear non-surgical masks and only go with members from their own households. Sanitize your hands often, especially before eating treats, and keep your distance from others, she said. Hinshaw also recommends wearing a mask while handing out treats and using tongs or setting treats out on a blanket or tray for contactless pickup. She recommends not using a bowl if leaving treats out. Second, this is not the year for large Halloween parties, she said. Outdoor Halloween gatherings are limited to 20 people and social distancing of 2 meters between members of different households must be observed. Indoor Halloween gatherings are limited to the fully vaccinated and no more than 10 people from 2 households are able to gather under current public health restrictions. As of October 25, anyone who is accessing businesses in the restrictions exemption program will need to provide proof of full vaccination. Proof must be government issued and show that the individual received 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccination at least 14 days before trying to access a representative business. Patrons can also show results from a privately paid for negative COVID test taken within 72 hours. If an individual has a valid medical exemption, that can also be used. The representative program was brought in on September 20 to allow businesses such as restaurants, movies, and sporting events to operate without capacity or operating restrictions. However, masking is still required at these businesses. Businesses or entities required for daily living do not have a vaccine mandate.